Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I often say to you, I pray that it be good food for you. Maybe you'll hear something you haven't heard before. Maybe you'll hear something new. Maybe you'll be able to go deeper into what God is saying to us. He loves you. He loves you. He loves that you're listening to this. He loves that you're seeking to grow closer to him. So let's take a look, brothers and sisters, at the readings for today. The first one is actually a very short reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 10 and 11. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Brothers and sisters, many of you, perhaps listening to this program, are going through difficulty physically right now. And I just want to say to you that the Lord wants to make you an offering for sin, that your pain can help to save you if you offer it to God. Just sitting there cursing or swearing, please stop. Please just turn to the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to give you my life. Maybe that's too much yet, but I'll give you today. But if he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Brothers and sisters, sometimes God allows us to go through difficulties. And he wants us to know that our suffering can be offered with his for the sake of other people. Really, you have great merit to be given. And I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, please, as we begin this program, I want to encourage you to really consider each day as you pray or as you begin to pray, Lord Jesus, please, I offer this prayer for the needs of my needs and the needs of all those around me. Then read the scripture and reflect on it, and God will bless you. Psalm 33 tells us, Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him. That means not fear trembling, but fear that you put him in first place. You revere him. Upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. Come to the Lord with confidence. Come to the Lord. Say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. Lord, I'm suffering right now, physically. I need your help. Or I'm tormented by some thoughts through my mind. Jesus, please come and help me. Please tell me what to do. It doesn't mean a word is going to come down from heaven, but you're going to have a thought or two in your mind and that you know it's good. Sometimes it's something you never would have thought of. However God chooses to speak to you, just turn to him in your heart. He will lead you. And the second reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. It's very short. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been similarly tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. You know, I think that we would get a lot more help from God if we actually prayed. If we came to Him every morning and every evening and just said, Lord, this is a difficulty in my way. I need your help. Please, will you help me? Or, Lord, I committed this sin today. I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for what I said. I'm sorry for getting angry. Just tell Him right there. Go to confession afterwards, but tell Him right there. God will be so pleased with your honesty that He will bless you and He will lead you. Jesus loves us. Do you know that? I say that so often, but I think we take it too lightly. I like her or him, or I love this person. But that's not it. Love is I bow down before Him. I receive His word as truth that can give me life, and I need His word to lead my life. I ask Him for help daily to do what He wants of me. Brothers and sisters, how do you think it has been for me to have, it's a minor stroke, but how it is to me to be confined to bed for a while, and now I can't still do much of anything yet. But I really want to say, trust Him. God knows what He's doing. Trust Him, lean into Him. Thank Him every day for the day you've lived, and in the morning, ask Him to help you through the day. That's a part of prayer. Not just, oh, Jesus, please. Sometimes that's all you can say, but if you can say even more, just say, Jesus, I do love you. I do thank you for what you have done for me. I need your help. Will you help me with this? Take another time and read the scriptures for the day whenever you can. But brothers and sisters, even if it's 5 minutes, but I bet that the Lord will find a place to make a way for you to have a longer prayer time. If you come before Him with the little you have, He will hear your prayer. He will lead you. Just watch. Just let it be. Just watch and say, just keep saying, I do that. Lord, teach me. Lord, show me. And God does, happens through other people. It can happen through a newspaper, actually, that I read, especially a Catholic newspaper. But there are just all kinds of ways that God can come to us, all the ways He can reveal Himself to us. Somebody calls me and says, just the thing I needed, and I had asked God to help me. I know that that's God. I know He's helped me. So just make sure your conscience is clean so that God has room to get in there. Go to confession. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. And He will do it, for He loves you. If you love somebody, when they come and say to you, please forgive me for this, aren't you so willing to forgive them? And even if they're a little difficult to deal with, you hear them ask for forgiveness. My goodness. So what must it be like for God when you say, Lord, will you please forgive me? We just have a few minutes yet, but let's take a look at the gospel for today. Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to Him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask for you. I would suggest that we don't follow that. He replied, What do you wish me to do for you? And they answered Him, Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. And Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to Him, We can. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them, all the 12 of them, and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." Brothers and sisters, listen to those words. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Brothers and sisters, let us, when we're going through some difficult things, difficult times, say, "Lord, I offer all this to you and ask you to help me." And when something very, very good happens to us in our lives, take it to the Lord and say, "Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for giving me this. I love you, Lord, and I want to follow you again more closely." Whether it's difficult times or whether it's happy times, turn to him. Ask him for wisdom if it's a difficult time. But don't berate everybody. Just take a look at yourself. How am I handling this? What do I need to do? And then once I get that, then perhaps I'm showing by my actions that I'm doing good. Then I can make suggestions for change to my friend or friends or a whole group of people. But the first thing to do is come to the Lord and say, "Lord, please forgive me anything that I've done wrong. And please help these other people who have done wrong to recognize it." You can intercede for other people. Help them to see and know. Because God wants us and he hears every person's prayer. Do you ever think of how many thousands of prayers have I prayed in my life? And God knows them all. I wonder what that was like when I was a child. I don't know. But God loves us. He hears every prayer. And he will hear you. "Lord, please help my friend. Lord, please help my friend to forgive. Please help that person to put his anger aside. Please ask for that person who's lying. Please, God, give him grace to change." You can pray for others just in the silence of your own heart. Instead of just getting totally bent out of shape that you can only think what's been done to you. But if we can get past that just a little and ask God for grace to forgive those who have hurt me and to give them grace to follow you more closely. God abundantly loves you. Turn to him in every situation. Good and bad. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.